We gather remembering that our ancestors spoke of our Creator breathing into the dust of the earth the breath of life and giving birth to creatures that our Creator nurtured and loved. Innately, we know that from dust we came, and to dust we shall return. And yet the breath of our Creator lives eternally in us. Let us breathe deeply of this life, so that the wonders, terrors, joys, sorrows, loves, fears, hopes, and dreams might enlighten us with knowledge of the one who lives and breathes in, with, and through us, now and always.
A reading from the 58th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah. Shout for all you are worth. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Proclaim to the people their faults. Tell the house of Leah and Rachel and Jacob their sins. They seek me daily. They long to know my ways, like a nation that wants to act with integrity and not ignore the law of God. They ask me for laws that are just. They long for God to draw near. Yet they say, why should we fast if you never see it? Why do penance if you never notice? Because when you fast, it's business as usual, and you oppress your workers. Because when you fast, you quarrel and fight and strike the poor with your fist. Fasting like yours today will never make your voice heard on high. Is that the sort of fast that pleases me? A day when people humiliate themselves, hanging their heads like a reed, lying down on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call fasting, a day acceptable to Yahweh? On the contrary, this is the sort of fast that pleases me. Remove the chains of injustice. Undo the ropes of the yoke, that those who are oppressed go free, and break every yoke you encounter. Share your bread with those who are hungry, and shelter the homeless poor people. Clothe those who are naked, and don't hide from the needs of your own flesh and blood. Do this, and your light will shine like the dawn, and your healing will break forth like lightning. Your integrity will go before you, and the glory of Yahweh will be your rear guard. Cry, and Yahweh will answer. Call, and my God will say, I am here, provided you remove from your midst all oppression, finger-pointing, and malicious talk. If you give yourself to the hungry, and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your shadows will become like the noon. Yahweh will always guide you, giving relief in desert places. God will give strength to your bones, and you will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never run dry. You will rebuild the ancient ruins, and build upon age-old foundations. You will be called the repairer of broken walls and restorer of ruined neighborhoods. the star within, a creation story. In the beginning, the energy of silence rested over an infinite horizon of pure nothingness. The silence lasted for billions of years, stretching across aeons that the human mind cannot even remotely comprehend. Out of the silence arose the first ripples of sound, vibrations of pure energy that ruptured the tranquil stillness as a single point of raw potential, bearing all matter, all dimension, all energy, and all time, exploding like a massive fireball. It was the greatest explosion of all time. An interruption of infinite energy danced into being. It had a wild and joyful freedom about it, and like a dance, it was richly endowed with coherence, elegance, and creativity. The universe continued to expand and cool until the first atoms came into being. The force of gravity joined the cosmic dance. Atoms clustered into primordial galaxies. Giant clouds of hydrogen and helium gases gathered into condensed masses, giving birth to stars. Generations of stars were born and died, and then our own star system, the solar system, was formed from a huge cloud of interstellar dust, enriched by the gifts of all those ancestral stars. Planet Earth condensed out of a cloud that was rich in a diversity of elements, each atom of carbon, oxygen, silicon, calcium, and sodium had been given during the explosive death of ancient stars. These elements, this stuff of stars, included all the chemical elements necessary for the evolution of carbon-based life. With the appearance of the first bacteria, the cosmic dance reached a more complex level of integration. Molecules clustered together to form living cells. Later came the algae, and then fish began to inhabit the waters. Thence the journey of life on land and in the sky. Insects, amphibians, birds, reptiles, and mammals all flourished and diversified and elaborated the themes of life. And now it is our time too. This is our story, the story of our beginning, our cosmology. And so we commence our Lenten journey this night, this Ash Wednesday, with open hearts in the midst of the Creator. As we partake in our daily things of life, may we see them as sacred. May we be empowered to perform simple acts of concern and love, and real works of reform and renewal. Let us love deeply the earth which gives us air to breathe, water to drink, and food to sustain us. May we remember that life is begotten from stardust, radiant in light and heat. We are all one, all of creation, all that now live, all that have ever lived. Remember, we are stardust, and to stardust we return. Remember, we are part of the great journey and the great mystery. Remember, we are stardust, and to stardust we return.
according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others to attract their attention. If you do this, you will have no reward from your Abba God in heaven. When you do acts of charity, for example, don't have it trumpeted before you. That's what the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, that they may be praised by others. The truth is, they've already received their reward in full. But when you do acts of charity, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Your good deeds must be done in secret, and your Abba God, who sees all that is done in secret, will repay you. And when you pray, don't behave like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing up in the synagogues and on the street corners for people to see them. The truth is, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to God who is in the secret place. And your Abba God, who sees all that is done in secret, will reward you. And when you fast, don't look depressed like the hypocrites. They deliberately neglect their appearance to let everyone know that they are fasting. The truth is, they have already received their reward. But when you fast, brush your hair and wash your face. Don't let anyone know you're fasting except your Abba God, who sees all that is done in secret. And Abba God, who sees everything that is done in secret, will reward you." The Gospel of Christ. So we've all been there, right? You're driving down the road, distracted by thoughts of this and that, when all of a sudden it happens. A car comes at you from nowhere, and you slam on the brakes or you swerve to avoid disaster. You could have been killed. You could have killed someone. Your life or someone else's life could have been radically changed in an instant. And as you pull back into traffic, you are ever so conscious of the weight of your foot on the accelerator, and you swear that you're going to be more careful in the future. You're going to take more care. You're going to pay more attention. You scold yourself. What were you thinking? Why weren't you paying attention? Wake up. You could have been killed. Welcome to Ash Wednesday. What have you been thinking? Why weren't you paying attention? Wake up. You're all going to die. Ash Wednesday is our midwinter wake-up call. Some of you may not need the wake-up call. Some of you know all too well that death is all around us. Some of you have lost someone dear to you. Some of you have felt that fear in the pit of your belly when the doctor suggests a particular kind of test. Traditional Ash Wednesday worship would require us to focus on the brevity of life and remember that none of us will get out of here alive. Our ancestors in the faith entered into the morose season of Lent via the awesome reminder that they came from dust and soon they shall return to the dust. Lent was traditionally a season of lament and repentance based on a particular understanding of what it means to be human. Pretty much since the 11th century, most of Christianity has understood the human condition as that of one who has fallen from grace. But we live in a postmodern world. We no longer believe that Adam and Eve were the first humans. We read Genesis not as history, but as myth. We understand that humans evolved over millions and millions of years. There was no perfect human condition from which we could fall. So what happens when you reject the theological construct of original sin? What happens when you embrace the idea that we are fearfully and wonderfully made? What happens when you see humanity as originally blessed? Once you open up Pandora's box, you can't just walk back out of the room and pretend that the theory of evolution doesn't have something to teach us about what it means to be human. If we see ourselves as incomplete creations rather than fallen sinful creatures, how then do we deal with our mortality? Perhaps we can begin to express what it means to be human in terms that reflect our need to evolve into all that we were created to be. Perhaps the brevity and uncertainty of life can begin to wake us up so that we can seize each and every moment. This is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. All that we love and care for is mortal and transitory. But mortality is the very reality that can become the inspiration for a celebration of life and love. Ash Wednesday reminds us of our human condition of mortality, but we should also remember the reality of creation itself is transformed by death. Creation is constantly renewing itself. There is an eternal quality to creation, just as there is an eternal quality to life. So tonight we embrace the promise that in death we are transformed into a new way of living on in God, trusting that here and now we are living in God. We delight in the knowledge that in God we share in eternity. We are constantly dying, but we are also constantly living as we reflect God's vision in the world of flesh. This day, this moment is eternity. It's eternity because God is here. Eternity, by its very definition, is that which has no beginning and no end. Eternity is yours now. This is the day. This is the moment. God is revealed in the wonders of creation, in the face of our neighbors, in the beauty of the earth, in the magnitude of the universe, and in the miracles of subatomic particles. Tonight is our wake-up call. We will not pass this way again. If we've been hibernating, it's time to take a deep breath and let ourselves be filled with the Spirit so that we can live fully, love extravagantly, and be all that we were created to be. Yes, we are dust, but we are earthy dust, springing forth from a multi-billion-year-old holy adventure. Dust, when it's mixed with water, becomes goo. And it's a place of fecundity, of new birth, moist, dark soil. Perhaps, I don't know, it's beyond my pay grade, but maybe what the various scientists are suggesting, maybe, just maybe, we might be stardust. Evolving creatures emerging into God's intergalactic creativity. We are frail. But we are also part of a holy adventure reflecting the love of God over billions and billions of years and billions of galaxies. So how can we fail to rejoice in the color purple, or pause to wonder at a baby's birth? How can we fail to enjoy the beauty of a sunset or the splendor of a mountain range? How can we fail to embrace the sorrows that surround us? How can we fail to love? How can we remain deaf to the cries of our neighbors or the pleas of our enemies? Tonight is our wake-up call. Life is here for the living. This is eternity, right here, right now. Let the ashes we receive be ashes of transformation, of new birth, of awakening to the beauty and love. The love of seizing the moment and living it to the fullest. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Let the memory of your incomplete humanity awaken you to the wonders, joys, sorrows, and pain of life. Let it be said of you that here, in this little corner of eternity, that you lived fully, you loved extravagantly, and you did all that you could to help humanity evolve into all that God dreamed we can be.
Thank you.
invites us to come back to earth, to wonder at the gift of life, my life, your life, our life with the earth, the shared body of our existence. These ashes were once trees and shrubs, and places where life was lived to its fullest. Once they were full of life, now they were black and gray, dry, lifeless, but mixed with oil and water, the oil and water of our baptism, they make good fertilizer. It will help the seeds of the gospel take deeper root in us and bring forth the fruits, the harvest of justice, peace, and generosity. These are ashes worth wearing. May we accept this gift and know our blessedness and be assured that we will be different at the end of this season. For from the burnt ashes will spring the green shoot of life and the purple flower of attentiveness to God. Sisters and brothers in Christ, the season of Lent awakens us to the wilderness that surrounds us, and as we look closely at what we have done and what we have left undone, we see that it is time to repent, to turn around, to turn toward our Creator. And so, from deep within our souls, we cry out for God. Because temptation is woven into the fabric of our lives, and we know the weariness of 40 days in the desert, and the beckoning power of sweet and vain promises. We long for you, O God.
We need you, O God.
Because we see the broken before the whole, and the half-empty cup and the unfinished task, and the thirst in freedom's quest, we long for you, O God.
We need you, O God.
Because we trust in what we can see, and we are blinded by our prejudices, and we do not know what we do not know, we long for you, O God.
We need you, O God.
Because our need for correctness exceeds our need for truth, and our excuses preempt the cry of the wounded, and our celebration of blessings is mindless of those displaced, we long for you, O God.
We need you, O God.
Because you have come among us and breathed into our sinewy souls and healed our pain and let us wound you and loved us to the end and triumphed over all our hatred, we long for you, O God.
We need you, O God.
Created in the image of the one who made us, mindful that we are capable of great goodness, while also capable of doing immense harm, knowing our need to turn from all that separates us from God and from one another, let us confess that our choices have often wounded those we love, those we call enemies, our very selves, and creation itself. Life that surges through all things, source of every living thing, we confess that we often lose touch with the unique worth of the life each of us has to live. We often fail to see the beauty in people and in the world. Let us awaken our hearts and minds to the mystery and wonders of life, so that God's refreshing spirit may touch us again. presence of the power that fills the universe with purpose and love. We confess that we often do not hear God's song. How fragile is our spirit of adventure? How weak is our desire for change and freedom? Let us awaken ourselves with a vision of wholeness so that we may be fruitful people, serving God and one another with faithful abandon. In the midst of God, we confess with sadness that we have not yet lived into the fullness of our humanity. We have not done what we ought to have done. We have remained deaf to the cries of those who hurt. We have remained silent in the face of evil. We have allowed the shadow of death to hover over the innocent. We have failed to proclaim with power or conviction God's liberating word.
We repent. We turn toward you, O Holy One, trusting that your grace is sufficient as we forgive ourselves, our enemies, and one another, so that love may abound.
Hear the good news. In Christ, we are liberated from the pain of our pasts, free to live in the fullness of our humanity. Remember that the power to forgive is yours. In the name of God, our Creator, Christ our Liberator, and the Holy Spirit our Comforter, be all that you were created to be.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
prayers, you're invited to respond to the words, moved by God's compassion, with the words, let us follow Christ. Let us pray. Encouraged on our Lenten journey by the compassion of God revealed to us in Jesus Christ, let us pray, not to change God's heart, but to change ourselves so that we might be the body of Christ in the world. Standing in the midst of God, we pray, believing that God, source, empowerer, breath, enlivener, and energizer, prays in us. We pray, trusting that in the expression of our shared concerns, the Spirit works in, with, and through us to change the world. Trusting God's great love for the world, we seek the wisdom to love all that God loves. Moved by God's compassion,
let us follow Christ.
Remembering the life of Jesus, we pray, trusting all that Jesus revealed to us about God's grace. Mindful of Jesus' teaching, we seek the wisdom to turn from our obsessions with stuff and to open ourselves to Christ's call to love beyond measure. Let us turn again to the power of Christ's witness and become the peacemakers God created us to be. Moved by God's compassion,
let us follow Christ.
Trusting the renewing power of our Creator, we pray for creation itself. Let us touch the earth lightly. Let us share the bounty of the earth with all of our sisters and brothers, so that no one knows the pain of hunger or disease. Let us remember the generations yet to come, and be gentle with our planet, so that the earth can be renewed. Grateful for the blessings that surround us, we are moved by God's compassion.
Let us follow Christ.
Mindful of God's fierce tenderness, we remember our own yearning for God's presence, and so we hold in our hearts all those whose burdens weigh them down, especially Catherine, Norman, Shirley and Chris, Catherine, Evelyn, Jack, Vicky, Lydia, and all those we name in our hearts before you. Let us remember our God-given powers of healing and reach out with love. Moved by God's compassion,
let us follow Christ.
We rejoice in the moments of quiet reflection that enable us to feel the Spirit breathing life and vitality into our world, into our lives, and into our gatherings here. We look forward to the work of the Spirit in us, connecting us at the deepest level with all that exists. And so we begin our Lenten journey, moved by God's compassion.
Let us follow Christ.
We rejoice in the wonder of who we are, bearers of the breath of life, privileged in our awareness of this and challenged by our privilege to allow the Spirit's breath full expression in our living and our loving. Trusting that as we journey toward Easter, God, who is the source of life, will be the ground on which we travel. Christ, whose passion for life surpasses our understanding, will be our strength. And the Holy Spirit, who is the inspiration for life's beauty, will infuse us with the power to be all that our Creator dreamed that we could be. So on this Lenten journey, we entrust ourselves, those we love, and creation itself to our Creator, Christ and Spirit one, now and forever. Amen.
The peace of Christ, which surpasses all our understanding, is with you all.
And also with you.
We share God's peace with one another.
Thank you. be with you.
Spirit One. Amen.
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 God is with you.
And also with you.
Open your hearts.
We open our hearts to our God.
Let us give thanks to our God most holy.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Here today, through bread and wine, we renew our journey with Jesus and his followers. We renew our unity with one another and with all those who have gone before us in faith. We renew our communion with the earth and our interwovenness with the broken ones of the world. We take bread, a symbol of labor and a symbol of life. We will break the bread because Christ, the source of life, was broken for the excluded, exploited, and the downtrodden. We take wine, a symbol of blood spilled in war and conflict, a symbol, too, of new life. We will drink the wine because Christ, the peace of the world, overcomes violence. Now bread and wine are before us, the memory of our meals, our working, our talking, the story that shapes us, the grieving and the pain, the seeking and the loving. And we give thanks for all that holds us together. And so with the disciples and with all the faithful, we proclaim God's great and glorious name, forever praising God and singing. So remembering Christ's death and celebrating Christ's resurrection, we await Christ coming again and again to bring peace and justice to all the earth. And we declare the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again and again.
Spirit of God, you are here. You have come to us again. Let the bread that we eat bind us across the world with those who have nothing to eat. Let the wine we drink fortify our resolve to share with those who thirst for justice. Let the power of love move us to work with those who long for love. Let the justice of Jesus become a reality that all people can taste, drink, savor, and be sustained by. Let the reality of justice and peace come, and may we be a part of its coming.
Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, O God of love, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray as we were taught.
That loving presence, luminous in all creation, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. May we reflect on earth the yielding perfection of the heavens. Help us to receive and illumine against others, human and other than human, as we forgive others who trespass against us. Lead Thank you.
keeps you in eternity. Extravagantly and helped humanity evolve into all that God dreams we can be. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of the one who is, was, and evermore shall be, Creator, Christ, and Spirit One.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I think I'm leaving now. I think we as Lutherans have a lot of black cross.
Yeah, maybe you say we could assume things are
there. Yeah, I know. And you're United.
We use the Mennonite cookbook.
Yeah, the Mennonites are good for something.
Yeah.
They're good for a lot.
Somebody made an announcement for him that they wanted Mennonite pies. So they just made an announcement on congregation on Sunday. Anybody loves the Mennonite pies, so it can be sold as a Mennonite.
We wanted to know how many Mennonite pies there were.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very kind, very pleasant, you know.